Namaste. My name is Will Zimmer. I'm International Meditation Master. Today I want to speak, why are the religions losing in the West? I could even forecast that when I was 8 or 10 years old, because it was so obviously for me. So every new generation has less interest in religion, and that is true for the last 5 generations. So for the question, do I have a religion? The statistic in New Zealand shows a decline for taking birth of the generation between 1900 and 1990 from 98% to 40%. Or then we see USA has the most interest in religion. Still, the decline is from 75 to 40% for taking birth between 1910 and 1990 for the question, do you believe God exists and do you have no doubts about it? It even don't depends on the age of the people. It's just a thing of the generations. So, the most developed countries with the best education and prosper and so on have lost at most. This means prosperity, physical security, social security, science, education, modernization are replacing religions. What more? How can it bounce back that the religion interests are growing? When the religion were first suppressed, like in China and Iran, then they're bouncing back. Then if a person has no religion, then it's hard to convert him to become religious. I had no religions. I was growing up as an atheist and never got baptized. So for me, it's not true. If a person is coming from a religious home, it's easy to him to stick to any religion. Makes sense, no? The next question, are the Westerners being all rationalist or more rational than 100 years ago? The answer is definitive no. They believe in aliens and so on. But still have no interest in religion. So. It seems pretty straightforward for me. A society develop, acquire more education and more leisure time. They aren't struggling so hard to survive. The simple magical answers provided by the religions are no longer satisfying. Do you think that is all? The reason is very simple. We got more education. And we could find out how worse has done the religions in the last 1,000 years. The most corrupt organizations, the biggest torture, the biggest killing, exploiting, raping, all happens through religions. There's no worse organization than the religions. Mafia is just very, very small to the things what the religion have done in the last 1,000 years and even doing today. Okay, then we know already how corrupt the religions is. For instance, you donate money for catastrophes and only 3 to 0.5%, this is the Catholic Church, 0.5% are going to the areas of the catastrophes. And all the other money they put in their own pocket. Haiti earthquake. Nothing. 500 million was donated and the Catholic Church have done nothing with it. Okay. And then in the recent times, a scandal killed American Indians in Canada. And they found the graves in front of the Catholic orphanages and schools. And again, the Pope feels not responsible, also not responsible to have Just corrupted the money for the Haiti earthquake. So the people cannot believe in religions that are so corrupt and cheating like crazy. No? So the purpose of the religions, and it has been always so, is to exploit the people with making them a bad conscience for having sex. What the hell have the religion or God to do with sex? Sorry. This has for what, no? And then they're exploiting with hell and karma and so on. So I wonder why is being not obscene? What's the difference between sex and peeing? Okay. Until now, I don't know the difference. Okay. A true religion is focused to build up faith in God, and that is the most important thing in life. To be honest for every price, and that is also the most important thing in our life. To help the poor and old and disabled people, yes. To help in catastrophes instead to put the money for helping people in their own pocket. To build up love and compassion in the society. This is the most, really. We see the Taliban and so on. Okay. To promote sex and family. Because the society needs that. All the other garbage that doesn't fit in the religious scriptures to my description should be erased. And then we would attract the people. Again. But with a dishonest, corrupt organization? Sex, okay. Again, sex is totally okay. That never should be in any concern for any religion. So, if you build so up a religion, the people will come. Okay. I've also written the book, Have Faith in the Lord. And why the religion have failed and not God. This is why my second book and so on. Okay, thank you that I could speak about this and bye.